I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, off and running. Right here on Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for the next hour. Going to be a huge college football hour. We're going to be joined in just a couple of segments by Terry Bowden, former head coach at UL, Monroe, Akron, Auburn. The list goes on and on. He's going to break down some of the biggest games this weekend in the ACC and SEC. We'll get his take on some of the Thursday night games as well. Get his take on Deion, which I think is pretty intriguing because Deion did play for his father, Bobby Bowden, years ago in Tallahassee. Get his take on what Deion Sanders can bring the Colorado Buffaloes in terms of year number two. Quick updates in regards to baseball. 9-6 now, Oakland all over Cincinnati. That total blew right through it. Still right now 9-6, end of 8. They're going top 9. You're getting plus money on Cincinnati right here if you want to jump in. Think they can hold them. The bullpen has been absolutely atrocious, so keep an eye out for that. There still might be runs well into the teens, high teens. They got 15 right now. Maybe they can get to 18 because the points are plenty and runs are plenty from about the seventh inning on. So we'll keep you updated on that. Bottom seven, Yankees trail the Nationals 5-2. Toronto and Boston in a tight one. Bottom seven, Red Sox with runners on first and second and two outs. That's a dead under. Dead under in Atlanta and Minnesota. I'm glad I'm not on that tonight. 2-0. I think it's actually 2-2, though, I saw. Let me just double check that. Actually, 3-2 right now. 3-2, St. Louis and San Diego. I need the over in Texas and Chicago. I altered that up to 11.5. We got 2-0 right now. White Sox looking for more. Looking for more. Can we get it? Is the question. Matias, we'll see. Top three, we'll see. They have runners on. Runner on first. We'll see if they can get that. I'm on the over in Miami and Colorado. Bottom two, Rockies with a runner on second and one out. I altered that bad boy up 12.5 and 13.5 respectively. You want to join in, talk baseball, talk golf, talk NFL, talk certainly college football. Give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Carver High out on assignment. He'll be back Friday night. We'll give you our picks for week number one of the college football season. Huge slate of action. Marquee top 25 battles. You got Georgia and Clemson, West Virginia and Penn State, Notre Dame and A&M. Let's not forget that sexy intrastate game between the Hurricanes and Gators. I feel like that game is going under the radar. Not sure why, because both of those coaches have a bunch of pressure on them in regards to whether they might even both be there at their respective programs in 2022. That is, when you talk about a pressure cooker, that has it. You have new moving parts for the Hurricanes. All I hear Everybody's pumping these Hurricanes up. 9.5 win total, 11-1 college football playoff. They haven't done anything yet. They haven't even stepped on the field. This Miami Hurricane team is going back to the days of Testaverde. Gino Toretta, throw me the ball, Gino. Oh, man, you want to talk about hype? It's every time Miami gets a little glimmer of hope, their fans are drinking the Kool-Aid. They're going off the rails about how good the Hurricanes are. They haven't played one game with this talent yet. Can we stop? You were pumping up the program when you had De'Ara King and Houston. Remember when he transferred over? He was supposed to be the second coming of the next badass quarterback at the U. How did that work out? You got boat raced week number one as a 19.5 point favorite over Alabama. I mean, come on. Can we stop? Until you prove it, how can you buy in if you're a Hurricane fan? I understand if you're a booster and you throw money at the program, you want to see them turn the corner, and you can make the assessment, possibly, that, you know, Texas was in a similar position. But Texas, for the most part, one, had the money. Two, played in the national championship in 06. Last time the Hurricanes played in the championship was 03, 02, okay? Miami has one double-digit winning program, one winning season, double digits since basically 02, 03. That's 20-plus seasons. You've lived in mediocrity year after year after year, and it's going to all change now. Remember the turnover chain and Mark Richt? We're an 11-0 football team. All you had to do was knock off freshman Kenny Pickett in Heinz Field, and you laid an egg. And it's been downhill ever since. The program's been running to the ground by Mario Big Chest, but Manny Diaz and then Mario Big Chest, that you pumped a ton of money to him and the program, and they haven't done anything. 12-13 overall. Can we stop? And I'll say this, they didn't win a lot of games on the road last year. They were 2-4, all right? And they haven't beaten Florida State in back-to-back years. They lost 27-20 last year, and they got boat raced 2 years ago, 45-3. So where's the optimism? Oh, Cam Ward's here. I forgot. I'm sorry. Cam Ward's here.
Mario, because Cam Ward, Chess Cristobal.
Yeah. Because Cam Ward brought a national championship to Pullman. I forgot, right? And I love Cam Ward. I think he's a great player. But again, when players come to Miami, it's like when players go to the New York Yankees and underperform. It's either you can perform in the major program or you can't. And now the bullseye's on Big Chest. I'm betting against them. Again, I don't think Mario has the best quarterback in this matchup. It's not to take away from Cam Ward. It's a new scheme. It's new talent. There's pressure. They're going to push. They're in Gainesville. And the numbers don't lie straight up. Okay? Forget the ATS numbers. I'm talking raw data. The raw data doesn't lie. 2-4 on the road last year. And Napier only has 11 wins in his tenure in Gainesville. And 9 of them came at home. I'll take that any day of the week. I have the more experienced quarterback in Graham Mertz that threw 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Give me that guy over the hype and BS that every Miami fan is pumping right now because you're hoping to go to potentially the college football playoff. And if, God forbid, this team goes under 500 or underachieves again at 7-5, Mario should be out of South Beach and you get another player or another head coach in there. Maybe you get Ed Reed. Maybe you get somebody else. I don't know, Ray Lewis. Somebody with a little heart. Because in big games, I'm sorry to say, Mario Big Chest never got the team over the pinnacle. Didn't do it at Oregon with Justin Herbert. Ask that team. When they went out to Tempe and they faced Jaden Daniels, who was a freshman, and he rocked that defense for 308 yards on their ass. But they beat Wisconsin in the bowl game. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, baby. Mario Big Chess. We eat iron. We crack steel. College
He should
football,
have been fired
baby.
After they lost to Georgia Tech last year, Joe, when they threw the game away. That's when he should have been fired. Even when they have the game won, Joe, they still throwing the games away, Joe.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what we're staring at in week one. I can't wait for that game. I want to see how that game plays out. We're just getting started on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back. More college football action. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking college football, big games on tap, not just on Saturday, but they start on Thursday night. Colorado, North Dakota State. We have Coach Bowden with us, former head coach, now current college football analyst. Coach, big matchup for Deion, taking on basically the FCS champions for the past decade in terms of North Dakota State, 9.5-point dogs in Boulder.
You know, Deion's not old enough. Doesn't he remember when Michigan played Appalachian State after a couple of national championships and it ruined their year? You don't want to play the best team. People don't know Morehead State from dadgum South Dakota if they're at a lower level, so you don't want to play one of the best teams. They're going to knock you off. They're going to ruin your season, and that's not a good one to start with. I know that much.
I want to talk about Deion big picture because he played for your dad back in the heyday of Florida State, you know, All-American, mm-hmm. number one draft pick for the Atlanta Falcons, and, you know, just a lockdown corner and kickoff returner and punt returner respectively. But what does he bring the game, not just in regards to the overall game in terms of college football, but what does he bring in regards to this program in terms of Colorado? If he stays, do you believe he can build a winner that can consistently challenge for potential Big 12 championships?
You know, they may be able to challenge once in a while for Big 12 championships, but that's nowhere close to contending for a national championship. I think there are programs that you have the ability to go all the way with, and those that you don't. To, you know, put Deion Sanders at Alabama, I'd make one suggestion. Put him at Colorado, then having a big winning season, competing for a Big 12 championship, they could do that. If they do things right, they can do that. But that's a long way from being Georgia or Alabama or someone like that.
I always said, like, last year they started 3-0, and once they lost that game to Oregon, it's like the wheels fell off, that their undefeated season was, you know, gone, dead and buried. But they still could have made it to a bowl game. They only picked up one win along the way. They finished 4-8. They get the win over Arizona State. And I said, if Deion plans to stay 3 to 5 years or more down the road, then the biggest, you know, success for this season is getting back to 6-6 and bowl eligibility from where that program was with Calderell a couple of years ago. Do you see that as well, or do you feel, you know, if they don't get over the hump or they have minor success, let's say 5-7 or 6-6, that he could bowl for a bigger program?
Well, I think, you know, I think if he can bolt for a bigger program, he will. I just think there's only so far you can take Colorado. He did a lot with his flair, with the way he acts, the way he draws the crowd, the way he gets people excited. That got him some early wins, but that's not enough to make you win a lot of football games. You got to have better football players. You've got to have a more of a solid program. So, you know, I don't know if he wants to move. I think it would be smart to move to a program where you have a better chance to be successful. But again, as far as taking Colorado to a winning season and the bowl games, I think they've got the ability to do that. And I'm a believer. You know, I opened up his first game at Jackson State was against me at ULM. We beat him 15-12, but he went on and won every single game that year. With what he could do with a downtrodden FCS historical black college. So, you know, I do believe in Deion. I think he's got his flair, his unique way of doing things that's not like other people. But I think you've got to limit ceiling at Colorado.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. North Dakota State and their quarterback, Cam Miller, very blue collar. They want to run it.
Right.
Very good on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to force Colorado to be patient. They're not going to give up a lot of chunk plays, and we'll have to see how Shedeur Sanders and that offense attack on Thursday night. Sort of like the points in that matchup. I do want to bring up Kalen DeBoer and Alabama. Right now, everybody looking at Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban retires. Six national championships. They get Western Kentucky, who's a high-octane offense. They like to throw it all over the yard, and they have a quarterback in T.J. Finley that's battle-tested. Love him or hate him, he played at LSU, Auburn. Last year at Texas State, he leads the upset as a 27.5-point dog over Baylor. He's not going to be fazed by going into Tuscaloosa. And on the flip side for Kalen DeBoer, you know, Alabama has not lost a Week 1 game, Coach, since basically 2001 in Tuscaloosa against UCLA. They've dominated almost each and every one of these Week 1 matchups. How much pressure in regards to Alabama and, more importantly, Kalen DeBoer in this home field and home game against Western Kentucky?
Well, there's no pressure with any job in America like there is at Alabama. You have to win, and you have to win quickly. Now, he'll beat Western Kentucky, but I'm like you. I coached against these teams. They're very good, and I coached against that quarterback at Texas State. He can make big plays. He's got a big arm, but Alabama's just too strong. I mean, it's a question of whether Western Kentucky can beat the line, not whether they can win the game. It's not going to happen. And DeBoer's an outstanding coach. He's got a phenomenal record at every level. His body of work is really incredible wherever he's been. You know, the bigger issue for him is, can he win quickly enough and high enough to please the Alabama fans? Because in your third year, you probably better win a national championship there. It's just the way you have to do it. People have to remember, Bear Bryant won six national championships. They went through seven coaches, and Gene Stallings won a national championship. They went through seven coaches before they got to Nick Saban. Because they're not satisfied with being good, they've got to be great, and great is not a conference championship. Great is a national championship at Alabama. Six national championships for Bear come along, seven national championships, six at Alabama for Nick Saban. That's what they come to expect. And DeBoer, I think he's the right guy for the job. His what he's done at his age and where he's been, it's been pretty incredible. But it's just a lot of pressure, and they don't give you any time to learn on the job there.
No, they don't. And again, you know, I think the gauge is when Kirby and Georgia face off in late September, early October against Kalen DeBoer. That's a pretty good gauge to see where you're at in regards to the SEC and conference as a whole in terms of year number one. What are your thoughts about Texas in regards to the conference? Everybody thinks they have what it takes. Do you think they're going to be challenged this year? You think it's a step up? We'll come back. We'll get your thoughts. Coming right back with Coach Bowden.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi breaking down college football week one. Lisi in the cockpit till Friday night. Coach Bowden joins us breaking down the SEC. We left off talking about Kalen DeBoer and their week one matchup against Western Kentucky. I left before the break talking about Texas, Coach. Again, big picture, I'm not buying Steve Sarkisian in year one in terms of the conference. I think from a logistics aspect, we saw a bunch of Big 12 teams come in from the AAC. Granted, it's a different team than Texas in regards to those four that came into the conference last year, but only one made a bowl game. And this is a different animal. You're not just playing Alabama in terms of a week one or one type of game schedule. You're going through a gauntlet from start to finish. And I could see Texas finishing 8-4. Or maybe 9-3 this year.
Well, that's because of the conference they're in. It's the SEC and how much more difficult it is than the Big 12. And you got to go all the way back to the Big 8 when Oklahoma was always playing for a national championship, or even the Southwest Conference, and how weak that was. And all of a sudden, you get to the SEC. It's scary how good the SEC is. And that's right. You have to be good week in and week out. I don't see Texas going all the way. I think they have a very good team now. They have understood the portal, and they have a great state for recruiting. If you're a great coach, you need to be at a Texas. You need to be at an Alabama or a Georgia, because you have the ability within your own state for those players you get out of high school, those the base players of your team, not just the portal transfers, you're going to have a great number. And I think that one of the great ones in Texas are starting to stay home at Texas again. So, you know, I think Texas will be able to contend with the top four in the conference every year. But you can be a pretty good team and be fifth or sixth in that conference real easy.
I brought up Miami and Florida. That's one of the most intriguing matchups, in my opinion, on Saturday because of the pressure on Cristobal. And not just Mario. It is Billy Napier that's underachieved 11-14 overall in his two seasons in Gainesville. None of his wins have come at home, though. Both of these teams are going to look to step up. I mean, give me your thoughts about that. And can both of those teams get back to prominence in some sort of capacity? Because it's been a long time since the U's been on top, and certainly Florida, in regards to the back-to-back national championships with Urban, it seems like this is Ron Zook 2.0.
Yeah, I think Florida's just trying to survive and get their head above water. And I don't think that in their schedule, the toughest in America. And Miami had maybe one of the most, the most talented teams in the ACC. I don't see, and I don't like to play in the swamp. That's a heck of a tough place to play. And their backs are to the wall. They've got to play great, but I just don't. I think Miami's got the quarterback that will make a difference. I think they will win the ball game, and I think Florida's going to have a hard time winning enough games. And I don't. I think Napier is on the hot seat so much the pressure will be overwhelming. But again, they will be tough. It'll be hard to beat them in Florida, hit the swamp. But the kids from Miami, they're used to playing in hot weather too.
Yeah, I think that's and, you know, that's the biggest thing as well, is that, you know, the talent in the state, there should be no reason why both of those coaches can't recruit. And you see both of those programs now just living in mediocrity. It's a far cry from, you know, when your dad coached in regards to Florida State. It used to be the big three, right? Not anymore in terms of how much they have tailed off. And you know, now with NIL, kids are staying closer to home. So there's money in Florida. There's money in Miami, but they just don't seem to have it compared to some of these other programs right now.
You hit it right. The right guy steps into Florida, and I don't know what makes one guy the wrong guy, that going to a higher level, things just don't work out. But Florida, because Florida's kind of like Texas. They're in a state with great football players, and they've always had enough great football players to handle. Miami, Florida State, and Florida all had dominant teams back when they had coaches in there that were being good every single year. Throw the portal transfer in. I just think a lot of kids want to go to Florida and play football. They want to go out there also. So there's no reason you shouldn't be dominant. Miami is the one I just can't believe. Remember, they had so many coaches from Howard Schnellenberger right through everybody else, Dennison, all the players. I mean, Dennis Erickson and all the coaches were able to win national championships. Then all of a sudden, they just go through a lag. But I still think Florida is a perfect school if you've got the right stuff and you know how to build a program. But Nick Saban would have just eaten it up in Florida. He would have eaten it up in Florida with the athletes he could ahead.
College football is on the horizon. We'll come back. We'll talk more college football. Coming right back on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! Little Van Halen, how about this? These Brewers woke up 5-0 now. 5-0, bottom five over the Giants. Can we get a Music City miracle in Milwaukee? Oh, baby, we got some life. I need this over in Colorado, Matias. Can we get it? Can we get the over? I got 3-2 Rangers up against the White Sox. Runner on second right now. I'm over 11.5 there. I'm over 13.5 with this Colorado game. 12.5 and 13.5. Can I get some life? Can you get me there, Matias? Or am I just sitting on dead tickets? As long as you have the ticket, you're alive. Remember that. So we'll keep you updated.
Joe, I'm depressed right now, Joe. None of the tennis plays worked out,
right?
Joe.
The guy hit the skids. So Johnny Skidmarks, didn't he?
I'm still rooting for you, Joe.
What happened?
Something's up, Joe. Bad decision after bad decision, emotional decision after emotional decision. I don't know what's going on, man.
Micro betting is no good. You can't micro bet the tennis. I keep telling you that.
You're trying to get me involved. You tell me to press the little red button.
I try to get you involved in baseball, winning tickets.
I should have went with the alternate totals, Joe. If I was following the alternate totals, Joe, it would be, we'd be going to Applebee's tonight, Joe. Damn it.
What do? I have a cash out for like $3 more than what I put in because this Colorado game has me nervous. Can we open it up? Can we open the faucet? Throw him a meatball. I'll give it another couple of minutes. Why not? We hit the ticket last night. We got to let it ride. 4-1 now. Here come the Braves. Hey, hey. 4-1, top seven. Runners on first and second, one out. Nationals, top nine. I got to put this game on. Is this over in Washington? Yankees with second and third. Two outs. Second and third. They need the Granny Smith. Give them the Granny Smith minus the run. Give them who's up for the Yankees right now. Who's up? Anthony Volpe. Make some sauce, Anthony. He struck out. What a hack. Who was it? Volpe or who struck out here? Torres. Oh, that's a terrible strikeout. You have runners on second and third. How does that happen? Put the ball in play. Keep the inning alive, man.
Joe, what are we doing with these last two games in baseball, Joe? What are we doing with this Dodger-Oriole game, which is a massive game over here in the West Coast? And then the Diamondbacks, minus 125 against the Mets.
I took the over in the Met game. I'm not confident about the Orioles. I have the over 10.5 plus 172 with the Mets. I'm thinking about cashing out this ticket, but why are they giving me the cash out? The algo must know that there's more runs here in Milwaukee. See, this is what they do. They tease you. I'm going to stick in. I'm going to sit down that this Colorado game opens up somehow, some way. It looks like it's trending under. Let's go over Mets, 10.5. And let's double down on the Colorado. You want to double down on this Colorado game? What's the in-game total right now? Let me see.
11.5. 11.5.
Really? You see, the algo knows. You see, let's go. It's 10.5. 10.5.
Oh, you
got
know what?
Runners
I'm
on
idiot.
First
I'm
lo- and
I'm
second.
Looking
Is it bases loaded? Do we have bases loaded here? Let me see. First and second, two outs.
First and second.
No, this guy's a gas can, Freeland. Conine? Is this Jeff Conine? Jeff the Barbarian Conine? Remember him? It's a final in Washington. 5-2, Nationals stick a fork in the Yankees. 5-1 now. Here come the Braves. They'll probably get the over on themselves. Can I get this total? Will it in? Come on, Colorado. Come on. Give me this, baby. Give me this. You're never out of it, Matias. Be a believer, all right? More college football. Keep me updated
on
that Colorado.
I'm looking for some taters for Carver.
Stop with the taters. Wait till Carver comes back for the taters, all right? He's in Hershey Park. All right, he's eating chocolates and probably running around with the kids till about 11:30 at night. He's going to be rested and he's going to be very chipper when he comes back. He's got 4 days off. He's chilling out. He's relaxed. He's probably reading the paper, going through the lines, old school, gut and feel.
Oh, he's coming back hot, Joe. You know that he's coming back for those picks of college football, the NFL. And you know what, Joe? We have to rearrange your music for Friday, Joe, because now I have a better understanding of what you want. You want the all I do is win, 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 no matter what intro. And then you want to have a little melody going to Thunderstruck.
Yes, correct. There you go.
See?
All right?
See, we should have got that last week, Joe.
That's all right. We'll get it right. Another big game. That everybody's talking about in regards to the college football. And maybe they're not talking about it. But I still think it's intriguing in regards to the matchup. Colorado State, Texas. And the reason why I say that, this line has dropped considerably. Down now to 31.5 in favor of the Longhorns. You have a pretty good, solid offense in terms of Colorado State. They can throw it all over the yard. They don't have a hint of a rushing attack, okay? And that is going to be a cause of concern week one for the Rams, okay? And it's going to come down to, one, Colorado State averaged 92 rushing yards per game. They only averaged 3.3 yards per rush. Their quarterback, Fowler Nicolosi, is very good. He completed 62% of his passes, 22 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, over 3,400 passing yards. This was the kid that they tried to lure away from Norvell and the crew. He claimed he was offered $600,000 to transfer out of Colorado State. I believe Kansas State was one of the destinations. I believe that was one of the landing spots. But they were going to offer a couple of Colorado State kids $600,000 to leave. And they stayed in Colorado State with Norvell.
How about that? How about their response, Joe? How about the response with that? We didn't come to Colorado State for money. We came here to win. When has Colorado State won anything in football?
Wait a second. They put money in my pocket against Deion. I needed Norvell to get me the outright win that night when the game went into overtime. Nonetheless, they still covered. What were they, 13.5 point dogs, 18? I don't remember. But I took them in regards to that matchup. 2-2, Miami and Colorado. So we're tied there. So hopefully we have a little life we can get cooking in regards to that matchup. Here's the problem, okay? Twofold. Do you believe Texas runs it up on Colorado State prior to the game against Michigan because they go to Ann Arbor in week two, and I talked about that? Or do you believe they go a little bit vanilla? And, you know, that is how you will pick this game up.
Now, I think they're going to run it. They're going to run it right down their throat for four quarters.
I'll tell you this, the secondary is a little suspect. You bring back two starters, but this was a secondary last year that allowed opposing quarterbacks 71% completion percentage. Not 51, not 61, 71% completion percentage. They allowed 20 touchdowns and only forced 9 interceptions. They threw for over 2,900 yards against that defense. Quinn Ewers, Isaiah Bond, I think can have an absolute field day in regards to that offense. Bigger picture, though, if I'm Sarkisian and I know that I lose A.D. Mitchell and I lose Xavier Worthy and I have my top two running backs injured for this matchup, and oh, by the way, my defense loses two of the top defensive tackles and two dominant players in the front seven, I want to make sure that that offense is hitting on all cylinders for that week two game against Michigan. We'll come back. We'll talk more college football coming right back on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Things starting to open up here back on Carver and Lisi. Here come the Giants, runner on, one out, down 5-0. Hopefully they can get something going. First and second for the White Sox. Bottom five, they trail 3-2. Hopefully this can open up. Let's see what Matias is handing me his bets. College football parlay bets. Look at that. You know, you're gutless. I hate to do this. I'm not coming out. I know, and I love Matias, and I respect the UFC and the tennis, but you are absolutely gutless. I'm going to do this without your fall guy or your bodyguard, Carver, here, okay? I can muscle you around a little bit. You're so close to the Hawaii program. You bring on former, you know, coaches and defensive coordinators, and you talk Dave Aranda, and you're laying it with Deshaun Foster and UCLA week one in your house. This is one of the biggest games coming. You got a rookie head coach, and you don't want to you don't want to take Schrager and your offense because they struggled against Delaware State. You're a fraud. You're an absolute fraud. Don't talk to me anymore. Are
Joe,
you kidding me?
Joe,
you sent
it's 14
me this
points,
ticket.
Joe. It's 14 points. If it was 21 points, I would take Hawaii. There's
21
no way.
Points. 21 if points. There's no
UCLA Chip Kelly. Will win this game 48-21, Joe. 48-21.
I'm telling. Points. I almost lost my voice. I'm going to put this in right now. I'm taking Hawaii on the money line now. You are gutless. You are as gutless as they come.
You know what we should do, Joe? We should just play Schrager over the yards passing.
No.
We should play Schrager over his passing yards.
I don't want the prop bet. The kid Sims screwed me on Saturday night. That defense in Delaware State was giving up 6.1 yards per rush, 245 rushing yards per game in 2023. The kid Sims rips off a 39-yard rush to start the game. I had him altered up to 80. And he had like 9 other carries for like 16 yards. And Schrager didn't get over his total either. I don't want to talk about
it. So why am I gutless? Why am I gutless? Why am I saying, yeah, Hawaii is going to beat UCLA? They can barely get past Delaware State, Joe. Do you know what that defensive line is going to do to the Bows this coming weekend for UCLA? They're going to be living in the backfield, Joe.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. Let me just take it a step further, okay? Hang on. Should know that they went very vanilla in regards to that game, okay? They knew that they had UCLA. All the hype, all of them reading in regards to the local papers, everything else, is that they can't wait. They're licking their chops to get UCLA into town, okay? And you know Timmy Chang, right? He's an alum. He wants to bring respectability back to the program, this, that, and the other thing. Schrager stayed, he could have went, and he opted to stay, and now you have a UCLA team. I'll say it again. You have a rookie head coach with Deshaun Foster. Ethan Garbers is good. He's not elite. You lose your defensive coordinator to your crosstown rival, Lynn, who's now the DC at USC, and you think that defense is going to step up with the trip to Hawaii in regards to that matchup with the Hornets' nest? In regards to that stadium?
Yeah, Joe, I do. You know what? I think their defensive line is going to have a great game. I think their defensive line is going to be living in the backfield. They're going to be breaking off tackles and getting to the quarterback, Joe. That's going to be the difference in this game. I think UCLA has a better defensive line. They have a better offensive line. They have more skilled players than Hawaii has altogether. I had to see one game for Hawaii to know what they are this season, and they're not that good. All right, they're not that good. It's simple as that. They should have beat that Delaware State team 56-0 if they were going to come out flying high. All right, that's the way that they do it over there, especially with the run and shoot. You can't be coming out soft in the first half against Delaware State and have Brendan Schrager in the locker room trying to pump the team up, saying how soft they came out. No ways, Joe. You think they're going to be coming out ready to rock against UCLA? No.
You are gutless. I'm taking the 14.5 right now. 7:30, I'm putting it in right now. I am not going to use the no sweat.
We might see more sky blue at that football stadium on Saturday, Joe. You know why? Because it's going to be a vacation for the UCLA fans. Take a quick trip over the pond, land, get a little Hawaiian vacation, and get to run into their stadium and cheer for their Bruins, Joe. That's what's going to happen, Joe. You're going to see a lot of sky blue in the stadium on Saturday in Hawaii.
Really? You really?
Absolutely, Joe. It's a trip of a lifetime. UCLA doesn't make that trip all the time.
Okay.
Of course.
Best bet now. One of my best bets on Saturday night, and it's a 7:30 kick. That'll be great. That'll be perfect. Right at dinner time, I'll have Hawaii and Timmy Chang on rooting against you. I'm so happy that you sent me this ticket. I cannot believe. Look, and he's all excited. Vamos. And you went against me with A&M, too. Good for you.
Of course I went against. I've liked the A&M over Notre Dame the whole entire time. I'm not licking Carver's chops. Forget that. A&M at home all day, baby.
And you took Georgia. Okay, so you're against. Oh, this is great. I love Hawaii. Now that you jumped off ship, and remember this. Remember all the fans telling me, Nevada sucks. Nevada, we sucked. We're 2-22 over the last couple of years. Did they cover the 26.5, 27-point number week one? They did. Okay? Hawaii can win this game outright with Timmy Chang. You 3-3 now, Texas and Chicago. I need that. Can we get that? 3-3, Matias. I don't want to go off the beaten path, but we cracked through. What's going on here? 3-3 and 2-2. Marlins have a runner on second. I need them to break through for me, baby. Come on, root this in. Don't be shy.
The fact I'm not salty. I'm rooting it in for you. Let's go. We all win tonight, Joe.
The fact that you get the homers close to the program for jumping ship, that's a telltale sign. Hawaii, plus the 14.5. Love it. Come back and wrap it up right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For those about to rock, I put this in on the way to College Football Today studios with a little pumpkin spice on my road in, baby. We are rocking. This Saturday, week number one, it's finally here. Start to finish, wall to wall, action. Action, Jackson Dart. Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And I'll tell you this, I'm going against the grain. I'm going against the sharks. I don't care. I'm going right into the waters, the shark-infested waters. And we're taking dogs, and we're taking favorites, and we're going to go through them like a knife through butter. But don't worry, if we lose, it's not our first rodeo. You get the absolute college and pro package absolutely free. Don't worry. Just pray to the Church of Carver is the promo code. Church of Carver. We'll get it going. There you go. You got me pumped now, Matias. I tell you what, this is it. I feel like I can lift a chair, a table, a house. I can't wait for these games. I can't wait for this UCLA game. I'm going to be texting you throughout the game. I hope Timmy Chang and Hawaii jump out early so I could be all over you. I'm going to be inside your grill during this game. You're not going to get rid of me. From 7:30 till about 11:30 Eastern, I'm going to be all over you, just so you know. Okay?
That would be fantastic. You know, if Hawaii comes out swinging against UCLA, I'll be happy. I'll be a little salty, obviously, because of the bet. But you know what? That'll be great. But I don't think it's going to happen, Joe. I don't. You know what? I forgot to put a game in there, Joe. Tennessee over Chattanooga at -38.5 for the Vols. Let's go. Rocky Top, baby.
All right. So there's some numbers that we're getting. Here we go. Most popular ATS teams. Somebody tweeted this out. I think Patrick Everson did. Pat always brings some great info. Georgia, -13.5 over Dabo. Colorado, -9.5 over North Dakota State. Miami, -2.5 at Florida. Oak State, -9.5 against South Dakota State and Penn State at West Virginia. So there you go. You're on the same side as Joe Poe. Good luck with that. I do feel that Notre Dame is live this weekend. I'm just going to say that. Again, you know, Marcus Freeman, consistency, that matters. The expectations in regards to Mike Elko, I don't care if he's a great defensive-minded coach. You're dealing with new talent. And I'll say this as well. When you have a new coach, Kalen DeBoer, Mike Elko, you have new coordinators. You know, to maintain that consistency from year to year is very difficult. Some coaches can do it, a la Nick Saban. Others can't. And there is a regression in regards to sometimes when new coordinators and head coaches take over. You're seeing the game through a different set of eyes. Remember that, okay? Not every coach sees everything the same. The way I see something might be different than the way you see something. And the way I might call a game might be different than the way another coordinator might call a game, even though it's the same scheme. I might want to blitz on first down. The other coordinator might want to play zone or man-to-man. It all depends. You know, do they play cover two? Do they play cover zero? Do they want to stack the box in terms of a run blitz? That all matters. And sometimes coordinators and coaches have to figure this out with the talent as the season progresses, and they need to adjust accordingly. It's one thing. Keep in mind, there's no preseason games in college football. What you see in the spring might be totally different when these kids come back out in the fall. You never know what you're going to get. And that's what makes the game so special, is that you never know. We have an idea. And everybody that tells you you can never go off of last year, okay, well, what are you going on? Flip a quarter and you're hoping they got five stars. Yeah, they're five stars in high school. That doesn't mean they're going to be five stars between the white lines in terms of college. There's a difference. Okay? That's what I need to see it with my eyes before I buy in. I'm not taking some beat writer's opinion. I'm not taking some guy that oh, I got the numbers, ATS. The last year doesn't matter, but the last 60 years matters with a regurgitated talent year in and year out. Come on, stop. College football is back. Pro football is back. We'll see you tomorrow night on Carver and Lisi for Hip or Bell. And Carver, I'm Lisi. Have a great night, everyone. Win some money.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.